You're listening to My First with Brady Matthews.
This is My First with Brady Matthews, dude. I'm excited. This episode's fantastic. It's my first episode of March. This guy really needs no introduction. I mean, he's a fucking pop sensation. He's now a comedian. He's now a stand-up comedian. Give it up for the one and the only from O-Town, Trevor Penick.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here, dude.
I'm bringing the madness. March madness.
I really, really appreciate it. Are you a college football fan or a college basketball fan?
I am a fan. I don't necessarily follow it too closely, but yes. I mean, every year I'm in the tournament.
You do the whole bracket stuff?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your team that you – because, like, I'm a Duke guy even though I didn't go to Duke.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more of a Michigan State now guy because one of my buddies is from Michigan.
Right.
And he loves Michigan State. I always watch the games with him. So I've kind of, like, leaned towards watching them more. But I grew up always loving Duke.
Yeah.
Just because I love Coach K.
Yeah.
And then Kobe was going to go to Duke.
Right.
So I was like, okay, that's more reason for me to love Duke.
Yeah, I just grew up watching Duke. Like, I remember watching Christian Laettner make that shot.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid down in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Against Kentucky, against Rex Chapman.
Yep. That was the best.
That was the best.
That was such an amazing shot, man.
Dude, now Christian Laettner, I don't even think he could play in the league at this point. Do you?
No,
he's too white and coordinated.
Did. Remember when he was on the Olympics? He made the dream team.
Barely. They wouldn't let him on the dream team now.
Oh no way.
He couldn't
they
even hold
have let him on then. Then they were like the players were like, you have no business being here.
Not at all. so where initially are you from? From the my firsters that
I'm from Rancho Cucamonga.
Are
California.
You really?
California. That's right.
No shit.
Yeah, born and raised.
I did a couple catering jobs out there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like on the way to Vegas, basically.
Yes, it is. That's what I always feel like. Well, how do you? I mean, it's the last real city.
Yep.
Before you go to Vegas.
So you take off to Vegas. Yeah. So what? You started performing at an early age, or how does this work?
Because I grew up. A sports guy.
Yeah.
I grew up an athlete playing everything.
Baseball, basketball, football,
soccer. I didn't play football. My dad wouldn't let me to play football. You're too light to fight and too thin to win. Always tell me. Too light to fight, too thin to win.
I love that, dude. Yeah. And you got brothers, sisters?
I have three sisters.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, three sisters.
So those are the ones that kept you in check a little bit, huh?
Yeah, for sure. That's the reason why.
So you're the only boy and three sisters.
Yeah.
God damn.
Two older, one younger.
So that's why I feel like you have more of a sensitive side, too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, same here. See, totally. I'm a huge puss. Like, yeah. I am. I'm such a puss. Like, I don't, like, if someone's mad, I'm like, how do we fix this?
Yeah. For sure.
So you grew up, now did you grow up like right away like being like I want to like sing and dance or
cause I loved music.
Mm-hmm.
I loved music. I was like human jukebox.
Yep.
I know all the worst, all
who'd
the songs.
Who'd you listen to growing up to?
Man, I mean 90s R&B, 90s pop, you know, Boys to Men. I loved Brian McKnight back then.
Yep.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, Outkast.
Of course.
You know.
Don't you feel like back then everything. That's when music was like I mean, are we just the old guys now that say that's what music was fucking
music?
See,
I don't say that.
Right.
Because I'm in music.
Right.
So
yeah, you kind of can't alienate yourself.
I really kind of understand what music is.
And yeah.
Each generation is going to change.
Sure.
Each generation's going to have their 90s R&B.
Yeah.
You know, 2000s, they're going to have their, oh my God, music's not as good as it was in the 2000s. In 20 years, they're going to be like, oh man, this music, rappers aren't as good as they were when they were trapped. Rap.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just every generation, when you are a teen and you start having sex, that's the music that you're going to always really love the most.
The
music really impacts you the most is when you're in, you know, in those teenage years.
And right.
So every generation is going to love that music the most. And as you get older, you're just going to constantly look down on and say, oh, that's terrible, blah, blah, blah. I mean, people that were older than us were like, what is this rump shaker?
Yeah.
Rump shaker, you know,
dude, rump
this
shaker,
is how we do it. Dude, tell, what is this?
Rump shaker was one of my first CDs I ever got was rump shaker.
Yeah.
Rex
and Effects, Teddy
Rex,
Riley, baby.
Yeah, dude. That was my first CD, and then I got AC/DC, and then I got Guns N' Roses. Those are my first three CDs I got.
Nice.
And then I remember the first time I hooked up with a chick, we listened to The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston.
You are a puss.
Yeah, huge pussy. Well, she wanted it, and that's the only way I could get in her pants, so I was like,
oh,
sure, put
God.
It on.
Oh.
So, okay, so you started dancing. So what was the first instrument that you like kind of picked up and were like, I could do this maybe?
Well, I never picked up an instrument.
So you've never played an instrument?
I mean, first instrument I ever picked up after the fact that
your
I was
voice
like
is your
already
instrument.
Doing. Yeah, exactly.
Got
was
it.
Like, I started to like play a little bit of guitar. I wanted to learn the guitar. So
sure.
I, you know.
Which is fucking
learned
tough.
How to play chords.
Yeah.
I can write like simple songs on the guitar. I can strum, but I don't really play anything. I can play the cajon.
Right.
Which is like the drum thing.
Right.
But yeah, no, I just, I did like talent shows and shit always in high school, like, you know, lip syncs. And then college, I was in fraternity. I was like the king of the lip sync. It's like, I was in charge, you know,
where'd you
choreographing everything. Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what'd you study?
Theater.
Okay. Yeah. So you were all about it.
Yeah.
So okay.
I mean, you know.
Was your dad like, don't go into fucking, there you go.
So funny because my dad, I remember. So my senior year, I had to miss a basketball game because I was the lead.
Right.
I was the lead in the school play.
But I'm sure you were good at basketball too, though.
I was good. I wasn't a starter in high school. I was really skinny and bony. I was much better as I got older.
Sure.
But I remember when I told my dad, like, I want to go to school and I'm going to do acting. And then I want to, you know, I had a whole plan. I was going to graduate from Fullerton. Then I was going to go to NYU. And then I was going to, like, do Broadway. And that was, like, my whole plan. And my dad was like, what? What you going to do? You going to act for the rest of your life? I was like, yeah, Dad. And he's like, all right, you do what you want to do. You do what you want to do. I said, all right, cool.
Don't ask for any money.
Cool.
Yeah.
You be careful. That's it.
All right, so walk me through it. And I don't mean to rush into it because I have so many questions because I was a fan. I remember watching you on TV audition for this shit while I was in, I think I just graduated college.
Yep. Because you're the same age, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was living in Chicago. And I remember my sister and I would call each other and be like, are you watching Making the Band? Right? Because they did Making the Band. And then they tried to do it with the girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danity Kane.
Are they still around?
Yeah. They actually, they tried to come back.
That's what I thought.
I heard they were coming back. And we were going to try to do like a Making the Band reunion tour with them. Like,
right.
Yo, let's go out on tour.
But they're all like mothers now. And they're all
and
like.
And they broke up like in 2 days.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
They like all got in the same room and they were like,
fuck.
No,
this
bitch,
shit.
This ain't going
yeah,
down.
No, no. 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 So, okay. So how did you get the call or how did you get what happened? Talk me through this. Like,
you want the long story?
We got time.
I'll give you the long
story. I mean,
story.
I got plenty of questions, all but, right, you know. Great.
So when I was in college.
Yep.
My best friend and my roommate at the time, he worked for the school paper.
Yep.
And this was, the internet obviously was like,
yeah, I was gonna say
2000.
Right. He hit me on my pager.
1999.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had I didn't even have an email. Like,
did you have the Puka Shell necklace on then?
Yeah.
Or
I
have one.
I think I did.
Player, I have one too.
Okay, good.
All right.
And so he got to be online because he was like, he worked for the paper. So he had a computer or whatever. And he came across this thing that said, hey, Lou Pearlman's putting together the next, you know, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, you know, send in your tapes to audition. And so he, you know, he's like, dude, look at this thing I found. So he finds this thing and I'm like, oh, let's send in a tape. Let's do it. So
you had to actually sing too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got like the video department at Cal State Fullerton. We like rented a room. We got like one of those big ass cameras.
Dope.
That we got to like, you know, film. We like sang.
What was your song?
Tearing Up My Heart.
Really?
Yeah, Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC. And then we did like, me and him.
The whole dance?
Me and him did like this choreography.
And then, dude, you're a good dude. No joke. And I'm not just fucking blowing smoke up your ass. You're a great dancer.
That's my best,
like,
talent.
You just make it look easy. Like I do. I make it, but I'm super white boy. Like, but I still try really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've seen you get
sure.
down.
Yeah,
I've
parlor. Yeah, whatever.
You got down. When the Bears score a touchdown, you are the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, I'll run through the whole place.
Yes, absolutely.
So, okay, so you do the whole tape. You did Tearing Up My Heart.
So, yeah, we send the tape in. He plays piano, so he does like a little piano section. I've taken tap for one semester.
Oh, shit.
So I did like, I could tap too. Like,
you did
tap? Which I really couldn't.
Right.
I pretended I could tap dance.
Right.
And so sent in the video. About a week later, he got an email back. And it was like, dear Joel, you've been selected to appear in front of a panel of judges at the Hard Rock Cafe, November 4th, 1999.
And you were like, this is
Universal Studios.
You were like, this is it.
Here we go.
I'm making it.
Let me check my email.
Yeah. Nothing.
I don't got nothing. Well, let me check the next day. I got nothing. Check the next day. I got nothing. Well, the day's coming, and I didn't get nothing. So I'm like, well, they obviously don't want me, but he's going to the audition. And he's like, well, you could just come with me. He's like, you could still walk up an audition. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go all the way up there. I'm like, they already saw me on the tape.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want me.
Right.
He's like, just come with me. I don't want to drive all the way to, you know, Universal City Walk by myself, spend the day up there. He's like, and you could still go. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go with you.
Sure.
So we go there, and we go to check in.
Yep.
And I had just set my email up. So I didn't know. Maybe I did it wrong.
Or maybe it's in your spam.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I didn't know what
or
spam
your junk
was
folder.
At the time.
Yeah.
Right. So we go up there and we go to the lady and she's checking people in. And there's like, you know, 500 people at City Walk, Hard Rock.
Yep.
And he checks in. He's like, Joel Helgeson. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right here. You're going to be in the first, you know, 20 people. I'm like, you know, Trevor Penick. She's like, nope, I don't have you. You know, sorry, you got to wait in the line. So I go and I wait in the long ass line, and I have like 2 hours left, and I'm super nervous, and I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Right.
I'm like singing, tearing up my heart over and over in my head,
Just trying to hopefully you don't forget the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And all of a sudden this dude's walking through the line and he just looks at me. He looks at me and he's like, what's your name? I'm like, Trevor. He's like, you ready to audition? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna take you to the front right now. Just pulls me out of line. I just saw something in me. I have no idea.
What?
Swear to God. Just looked at me in the line. He goes,
did he recognize you from the tape?
No.
See, I almost kind of like that. Like, even before I go in an audition and I'm still nervous and I'm thinking about it, and you see other guys go in, they go, all right, Brady, you want to go in? You go, let's go.
Exactly.
You know, because it's only, this is about as good as it's going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know this because I feel like I'm a gamer.
Yeah, of course.
And I, you know, he cut me to the front and I fucking stepped up and killed it.
Yep.
Obviously.
You felt like you crushed it.
Yes.
Like even from top to bottom, like even the way it started to everything.
Right when I walked up.
How did you? So okay, because I love this shit. Because like people that audition don't understand how fucking hard it is in terms of nerves. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And also you have to
take those nerves. You have to use them.
Of course. But you also have never really done this.
Right.
So going into doing something that you've never done before is actually pretty fucking hard.
Yes.
So, okay. So they bring you in. Are you with other guys? Are you by yourself? Is there a panel of people? Like,
yeah, there's a panel of judges. Lou Pearlman's in the middle, and then there's like four people, two on each.
And you know who Lou was when you went in there?
Right when Lou was.
Yep.
And just stood there like, what's your name? I'm like, Trevor Pinnock. They're like, what are you gonna sing? I'm like, Turn My Heart. They're like, all right, let's go. And I did it.
And they play the music.
And they played. I sang.
And you felt fucking good.
I felt good. I'm not like the best singer, but
sure.
I knew I sang it well. And then when I danced, I knew that like I
do. You find it hard to sing as you're dancing?
Not as much anymore because I'm seasoned.
But right, but that just seems difficult.
It was very hard to do in the beginning.
It's like running and singing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
which we used to do to practice.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So okay, so then you get done, and is Lou like, all right, cool, thanks, see you later.
Yeah. So after I got done, I turned around, and I saw the guy that was gonna bring me back, like the guy that was in charge, and I saw him like.
That's cool.
Giving the thumbs up, and I was like, oh shit.
You're like, yeah, like, okay. Dude, doesn't that the best?
They're like, yeah, yeah, we need you to come over here. And then then I went in and had like the interview for like the TV show, because it was a TV show.
Yeah.
So I went and talked to like the real world producers, and like, you know how.
Yeah. Dude, it was the number one show on TV.
Yeah, it was.
Like.
Friday nights.
Oh, dude, yeah, I didn't miss one episode.
TGIF.
Oh, for sure. TGIF. Damn, we old. Okay, so then what's the next process after that?
So then,
how long till you go back and do, and is there, how many more auditions till that? Even though I know all the answers to this.
Right, so there was that one, and I talked to the people, and then I had to come back the next day.
Yep.
Back to LA, yep. Sing again. And then they had like 25 of us that they picked in LA, and they had us all outside, and they're like, all right.
You're all sizing each other up?
Yeah, we're all outside in the right front of Hard Rock.
Right.
And the guy comes out, and he's like, all right, I need Trevor and Jacob. You guys have to come back in and redo your interview, the two-hour thing I shot with the girl.
And why?
Like,
why?
I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? Why? It's already 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be back in 2 hours. So we go back to the back, and I'm back there with Jacob, and we're in, like, a small, like, the manager's office.
That's your best friend right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're, like, the manager's office in Hard Rock, and I'm like, dude, this sucks, man. We got to be here. And he's like, he's like, I'd rather be me and you than them out there. And
totally.
Oh,
smart thinking.
Oh, you're a fucking smart guy, huh? Yeah, you're a fucking smart guy, right? Yeah.
Then you're like, this isn't so bad anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So then they come back, and they're like, Jacob, come on. And they take Jacob out. I'm in the room by myself. And I'm like, it's me against him.
Right.
They're going to pick one of us. I'm like, this is it. I got to audition again. I'm like, I'm in the mirror. I'm looking in the mirror in there. And I'm like, you fucking got this.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that dude.
Yeah,
I knew he was the shit.
Yeah.
I knew he was the shit. I'd already heard him sing and everything. And I'm like,
he can sing and do instruments too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, but I got him. I'm like, I'm going to beat his fucking ass. Yeah. Like, I was like, I got this.
That's the way I felt for SNL, dude.
Let's go.
Yep.
And, yeah, I go out there and I'm like ready to sing again. I'm like, you know, he's asking me questions. Lou's like, hey, so have you ever traveled before? I'm like, oh, not really. He's like, do you like to travel? I'm like, yeah. In my head, I'm like, yo, I'm ready to sing again. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, you're going to be traveling to Orlando. You know, you're one of the guys. I'm like, oh.
No shit.
Yeah. So he picked both of us.
And so what about all those other guys out there? They're
yeah,
like,
they
thanks so much.
Yeah.
No shit.
So when we were in the back waiting, Lou went outside, talked to those guys, and were like, thank you guys so much for coming. You guys were great. Blah, blah, blah. Then came back in and then told the two of us,
dude,
we made it.
Were your parents freaking the fuck out? I mean, were your sisters freaking out?
Yeah.
Like, when you called.
Nobody even knew what it was.
I know.
It was just like, oh, you made it.
But still, though, like, you to call like to call your, like, I would have started crying.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I would start. Mm-hmm. Like when I got the call to go test for SNL, I started crying on my patio.
Right.
I did. I was like, this
That's
is it.
That's huge.
Yeah. And I was like, here we
That's
go.
As big as it gets.
Yeah. And I go, here we go. You know, nothing happened from it, but it, still, you went to the Super Bowl and it still was right. incredible. So, okay, so you meet these guys, and then, but nothing was a signed, sealed deal, right? Once you get to Orlando?
No, so now I'm just two. Now I'm one. Now I'm one of 25 in the whole country.
Wow.
So they took, like, me and Jacob from L.A. They right. took, like, you know, three dudes from Ashley. New York. They took Ashley from Vegas.
And you just don't talk to him anymore, ever, right?
I occasionally talk to him.
What's he do now?
He did a bunch of Broadway.
Uh-huh. Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. Good he did him. Wicked for a while.
No
and
kidding.
And toured and did Hairspray.
Wow.
And then he's doing like some fitness stuff now, like some Next Level.
Good for
it's
him.
Called Next Level, I believe. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool. Because I remember he was like the Timberlake of the group, basically,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was the blonde. You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, so you meet all these guys, and then what? So you just start going off the tour, or what? How does this work?
Yeah, I mean, then...
How do you come up with... How do you come up with... fuck, I can't think of the song off the top of my head. The number one song...
All or Nothing?
I was just, yes, I was just singing it to my buddy the other day. Yeah. Not good, but I tried. How do you come up with that? Have you ever come up with a song before, or have you ever collaborated on a song?
Yeah, yeah, we write songs all the time.
I'm saying, but back then, though.
Oh, back then, I had never.
Ever.
I hadn't... well, that's a lie. I had written, like, when I was in junior high, yeah. like I said, how I used to always write lyrics and stuff.
Sure.
So I wrote, like, some raps and stuff when I was, like, a little kid.
That's dope.
Like, but I had never, like, written a song.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you guys, how did you come up with that song? Was it something that they kind of helped you guys
All
out
or
with?
Nothing they gave to us.
They did.
Yeah, because we were signed to Clive Davis.
Right.
Who was, like, the number one yeah. music person in
he's,
the world.
He was the guy.
So he's getting all the best songs.
Right.
From the best songwriters right. in the world. So, right. I mean... The songs we wrote were nothing like
right. And he's compared like, to he's what like, he's sounds getting. Good, guys. I got you right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
yeah, I remember the day he played us that song, man.
Wow. So okay, so you go on tour. Was it just like Sunshine and Rainbows right away, or was it? Were you just so overwhelmed? Like, I'm sure you guys. What was like the biggest fuck up you guys ever had during?
Oh God, Miss
a
America.
Show? Really? So please tell
Miss
me.
America.
I love this shit.
I don't even want to talk about this.
Come on.
So. Liquid Dreams was our first song that we
That's
came out
right.
with. Liquid
That's
Dreams, right.
That's right. Yeah. And you played it at the you played at the Billboard Music Awards in
yes.
Vegas.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
See, you fucking know my shit.
So, we that song had just came out. We just recorded it. We'd only been like practicing and singing it for like 2 weeks. And we got the offer to do Miss America.
Yep.
Miss America pageant to perform on it. And it's a hard song to sing.
Sure.
And we got on there, and it was our first time using the in-ear monitors.
Oh, no.
So we yep. had, like, in-ears.
And you practiced this, too, though.
Yeah, yeah, we practiced, but we didn't have a lot of time because we were rehearsing for tour, and it was like, oh, in between rehearsals, like, okay, now we're going to go do this, like, thing.
Yep.
And, yeah, like, the in-ears were, like, crackling, cutting in and out on us. Like,
so you couldn't hear who goes in where in terms
yeah,
of, like, where
we could barely hear the music. It was
oh
bad.
My God, bro.
And... It's 5-part harmony, and it's just all, like we sang went to sing the chorus, and it was just like so bad, and it's like millions of people saw it.
And this was for Miss America.
Yeah, it's 2001 Miss America pageant.
Wow.
Please don't look it up.
So okay, let me ask you this then. So what was the what would you say is the positive and the negatives they have come out of like being in a successful pop group?
I mean, doing what you love.
Yeah.
You know, singing and dancing and. Performing, making people smile is the best thing in the world.
Sure. And signing autographs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
yeah. Nothing beats it.
To be honest, now there's no negatives. Back then, when we first did it, when we first got started, the negative was I was gone all the time.
Yeah.
I had no family time, no friends time. Like, we only had like 4 days off a year.
Right.
Like, it was.
So you had no time to really be yourself.
Was all the time. Like, every single day was something.
And you're with these dudes
something.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Did yeah. you guys, at one point, were like, we all hate each other. Get away from me.
It was never like that. But we definitely, when we broke up, it was because we just were like, let's just take a quick break.
Yeah.
Like, and that break was like 10 years long.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay. So what would you say, like, in terms of like, what was the biggest crowd you ever performed in front of?
Soldier Field.
Chicago, really?
Yeah, yeah.
No shit.
80,000.
80,000 people?
Yeah, it was a B96 bash.
Right. When was this? 2003?
2001.
2001.
Yeah.
And did you tour with other people? Or
that was like one of those radio shows where
yeah.
they have all the artists come.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that.
Did you, was there other groups? Like, because I know people that watch my, or listen to my podcast are going to be like, Did you guys ever like get into it with like ever like 98 Degree guys or like NSYNC guys Backstreet, or Backstreet Boys?
No, we never. You know what's funny?
Like, we seems like very nice.
Yeah. Well, the Backstreet and NSYNC, like the thing with them was like they didn't necessarily like us out of the gates.
Right.
Just because they felt like it was another band of Lou's.
Yep.
And it's Lou trying to like show how he puts these bands together. It's like, no. He's not trying to like show how he put you guys together.
Right.
You know, this is our story. This is separate from what you guys did.
Right. So, they didn't like you guys taking away their thunder.
I mean, we didn't take any of their thunder.
Sure.
Let's be honest. But yeah, after like, you know, when we met them and like they hung, got to know, it was like there was never any like real beef.
Right. At all. Did you guys ever hang out with any of those guys ever?
More NSYNC than Backstreet. Backstreet was gone all the time. They were just constantly gone. But we lived in the same neighborhood as Chris Kirkpatrick.
Right.
And then like whenever like Justin would be home or when we would all be home,
you guys
like
all just
see
hang?
Him out. And we wouldn't call each other and be like, hey, let's kick it.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, we'd be at the club and then we'd end up like hanging out.
Right. Yeah. So what would you say is the negatives of being, besides like traveling and stuff, would it be, I don't know, do people feel like they have access to you at all the time or like?
No, I mean, I don't think there really is a negative. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. What do you consider to be negative?
I
mean,
I don't know.
Off the top of my head, nothing really. I mean, the misconception is that you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
People think you have more money than you actually have.
Right, because you work your nuts off.
You know, and people are, oh, you're this, so you must make. You
yeah.
Know,
when what you, about you know. Groupies, dude? What about groupies? Did you have chicks just all over your fucking nuts at all times?
I mean, back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, the groupie thing is real.
It's real.
That's a real thing. Boy band ass is a real thing.
See, I look at like Chris D'Elia, and he's got fucking like I'll get off stage, and then he gets off stage, and there's people waiting down there for him.
Yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
the hallway at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like motherfucker, dude.
Jesus, Chris.
Hell, dude.
Can I have a couple of those?
Seriously, dude. I mean, you get a little bit of love online, but Chris is just a fucking a machine. So, what made you want to get into stand up comedy? Do you just like punishment, or do you like?
Yeah, seriously.
You like you're hating yourself?
I'll tell you what. That's another thing, like throughout my like 20s, 30s.
You loved watching
I
comedy.
Study stand-up comedy.
Who'd you watch the most?
Chris Rock.
Yep.
Chris Rock, I watched everything he ever came out with. You know, Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
I loved early Cat Williams.
Yeah.
God damn. He was, Green Jack and Pimpin'.
Yep. Too bad for like, drugs because he was the man.
I would quote his ass and like do his shit all the time. And I could sense it. I could see it. I could feel the timing of it. I always just knew like the right way.
And the way he crafted, jokes was so, so good.
It just, he's so good. And, so it was always something I wanted to do. And I had a bunch of friends that always did like little shows. And I always be like, oh, I'm going to do your show one day. I'm going to do your show. And I just way too scared.
Yeah.
Just way too afraid.
Yeah.
I knew it was always
something.
But you
can go up and sing in front of 80,000 exactly, people, but you can't just tell
Couldn't
jokes.
Couldn't do it. Because it's a different, you know what? It's a different fear.
You guys are a well-oiled machine where you guys can go out there and do your thing.
And I have three other dudes.
Yeah, to get your boys backing you up.
And music.
If you go up there and suck, that's on you, player.
Yeah.
Sure. And then you end it with, all right, I'll see you later.
Exactly. You know, it's something I always wanted to do. And I haven't done it because I've been so scared. Well, I have a buddy, you met him last night, Bowers with the Jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he moved out here like a year ago.
He does comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done it for a long time. He owned a comedy club out in Indianapolis. He probably performed there. Morty's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his?
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Oh.
He owned it for like
That was like the second club I did when I did stand up in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, it was probably, he probably owned it there.
I went with TJ Miller.
That's nice. So I've been like talking to him or whatever, and he's like, look, I'll set a date. And I was just like, yeah. Never did. And I went on Michael Yo's podcast.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy.
Went on Michael Yo's podcast and told him this exact story that we're talking about. Because I was like telling him, like, man, I'm so proud of you. Like, with the comedy thing you're doing. I'm like, I've always wanted to do it. He goes, what?
He goes,
you want to do it?
Yep.
He goes, all right. He goes, I'm putting you on my show. I'm like, what? Like, he goes, you're on my Ice House show. He's like, are you available this day? And I was like, oh, we're in the Philippines. We got a show. Sorry. He goes, okay, what about December 27th? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, I could do that. He's like, all right, you're on it. December 27th. And I said, and this was in October. And I said, all right, I got 2 months.
How did you feel? How did you feel leading up to it? Were you nervous about
that? Oh, my God.
Date?
It was the most nervous I've ever been in my entire
life. Really? Come on.
Anything.
Even more nervous than I'm auditioning in front of a loop.
It was the exact same. That was the. I told him, I said, the same feeling I had backstage before I went on stage at the Ice House was the same nerves and everything I had when I auditioned for O-Town.
But doesn't that feel good, though, when you get it done?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I tell everyone, like I said, I was a gamer at the audition.
Yeah.
I was so nervous when that guy pulled me out of the line and I went and I just sang and I killed it.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. Like, when I got on that Ice House stage, like, as soon as I grabbed the mic, everything just went away, and I just went into my shit.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
So, what did you open with? What was some stuff that you?
So
like,
here's the thing: my comedy is like I just tell stories.
Well, see, mine's all self-deprecation.
Okay, so I'm getting there.
Okay, good.
I don't have a lot of short jokes.
Sure,
I don't have any. Like all of mine are stories.
That's fine. Some of the best comedians,
10 minutes or I have 0 minutes.
Some of the best comedians do that.
You know.
Yeah.
So I just talk about how competitive I am.
Yep.
And how I grew up super competitive, like just playing games all the time, like with my sister. And
sure.
Like, yeah. And I just talk about how that's like affected my life.
Right.
Like even when I was a little kid.
Sure.
Like, I used to compete in everything. Like I'm the only kid in school trying to like compete in like sharpening my pencil. Shit,
right.
You know, like shit like that. And then I tell the story about how I lost my, you know, playing Taboo. I had this day where I realized like, man, that was stupid. Like I'm so competitive.
Right.
Like that was bad. I'm making this not fun.
So you don't need to be that competitive.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you're MJ and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. So you did the stand-up comedy. You did, how much time did you do?
So I did 10 minutes the first time. Yeah.
You did 10 minutes?
Yeah.
God damn, I remember I did 5 minutes. I was wasted. I took my I took my glasses off and I was drunk as fuck. And it was awful. It was terrible. But
yeah, right. My Bowers was like, you can't get drunk.
He's yeah,
like,
it's get tough.
Out. He's like, maybe have 2 drinks.
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
Settle in.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know a lot of my friends will go up on stage and just be fucking blacked.
Yeah.
And,
well, see, I haven't done that yet.
And but no, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Because then you go up there and then like, you know, once you get off stage and no one's talking to you, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck that up.
I'm like, you know, when your first couple times, your friends are always going to be like, oh, so good. You know, da, da, da. I'm like, after they see you a bunch and they know that you've done it, then they can start being like, that wasn't as good.
Totally. Like my buddy goes, like the other day, he goes, because I had to do an hour, and he goes, did you do 30 minutes of crowd work? And I said, no. So now I got fucking jokes. Because last time he saw me, it was like a year ago, and I went up there, and I was working on new stuff, and I bailed on everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I just did 30 minutes of crowd work, because I just didn't like any other stuff that
right,
I had.
Didn't know like where it was going.
So I got nervous, and you know, even though I've been doing it for fucking a long time. But
yeah, man, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm trying to like... Like I said, I'm trying to write short. Now that I know what it's like up there,
yeah.
Now I can see things happening in life that are funny and go, okay, I can try to apply this.
Do you make notes in your phone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like mine is just fucking notes on notes on notes on notes.
Sure.
The Ice House crowds are always fun.
Yes.
And you can kind of get a good gauge, even if you're new, whether you think you got it or not.
Yeah.
Like I did the Uncle Clyde's comedy competition. And my closing bit was me dancing to how my mom dances at weddings. And then my brother flicking me in the balls every 2 seconds, even though he's 30. And I'm like, dude, you're 30. So, and I, for some reason, I won that and I had no business winning it. But
that's amazing.
But so do you think this is something that you want to continue doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I said,
maybe Michael will take you on the road and do a little road action.
That's what I want to do. I mean, I want a tour. It's like, I tour music, so it's like I have a little bit of a type of following.
You have a following, which is great.
To come, you know? Yes. So, but yeah, I need to get.
Dude, what if
the
you
solid?
Did, what you know, if you 10, get into whatever. Now your comedy and now you're this big stand-up comedian?
That would be amazing.
Guess what?
That's what I see.
It can't happen. It can't happen.
There's
a lot of friends of mine that started way before me are now fucking. Are flying just because you know they did the right moves or I don't know they got on the right shows or
something.
But that's just the way it goes. You never know what's going to happen.
Totally.
And then after that, what are you going to be like a professional tennis player? You think after that or
whatever else I want to do?
You're like I'm going to go in the NBA.
And you know what's funny is like I always tell
should have brought the water.
Should have brought some water.
Yeah.
I tell my nieces and nephews like I live like follow your dreams. Like,
yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Sure.
The best thing in life to do is conquer your fears.
Sure.
Like, whatever you're afraid of. Fucking conquer it, right?
And yeah.
So I always felt like I was bitching out with the comedy thing.
Really?
Like I'm on stage,
I'm
singing and dancing.
Right.
And you know, if you look at me from the outside and you hear me saying these things, it's like, yeah, that guy's following his dreams and he's singing and dancing. But deep down, I was being a pussy.
Right.
And I wasn't doing the actual thing that I want to do, which
no
was stand-up
shit. That's
comedy.
Interesting.
So I was I was bitching out. So I always felt like I was like fake.
Right.
You know,
but you know what also, though, I think is kind of cool, though, as a performer, you can go up and do those songs because those are the songs that people came to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Where you as a stand-up comedian, if you come back the next year and you have those same jokes, they're like, I already heard this shit.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So
I'm already like that now. I'm right. Like, oh, I have two people in the audience that came last time. I got to try to tell a new story.
For sure. And then and then you bomb with that story.
Right.
And they're like, why didn't you just do the
other
one?
Why didn't you do the other one?
It's exactly. True, though, dude.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So totally how do you keep it fresh if you keep going up there and doing the same songs? How do you, like, do you ever sometimes find yourself just going through the motions up there?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, really?
This is what's great about.
You're like, no, I have people that are going to listen to this now.
This is what's great. It's like, we're not super big, so we don't do the same. We don't have an arena show.
Yeah.
To where the stage is the same every single night.
Right.
The beats are the same every single night. Like, we're performing, like, sometimes in small clubs.
Sure.
Then, like, a theater. Then this over here. So the stage is always different.
You ever do private events?
It's like, yeah, we do some. Some
sure.
Love to do more.
Pays big money. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always fresh, and our show isn't that choreographed to where it looks the same, to where I ever feel like I'm just going through the motions.
Right. See, sometimes if I'm on stage and it's a longer show, I always try to challenge myself to put in different bits that I'm not used to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you sink or swim, and then sometimes right. you're up
but
there.
You know, you can always get back to the hammers.
So. Totally, of course, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you always got those last three that you know you can end on that are like a half an hour,
right?
That you know that you got. So, I mean, that's cool that you do that. So, what is the goal in 5 years? You think? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? With is it singing and dancing, or is it with comedy?
I think it's both.
Yeah. God, you're too. And then you're gonna get into cooking, right? And then you're gonna be fucking. You're gonna be on Beat Bobby Flay.
You know what? You know what I do? Actually, one of my I do want to be on the Champions Tour.
Wait,
golf.
Do you really?
When you're 50.
I didn't know you're a big golfer.
When you're 50, yeah.
Wow, 50.
But I have to practice a lot more.
Yeah, totally.
I just now got into the 70s, so.
Right.
So I need it.
Did you grow up golfing your whole life?
No, I didn't play golf till I was like 19.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, we grew up on a golf course, which was fun.
Oh, see, that's the best.
But then I stopped golfing at like 32.
Oh, it's so,
I just got focused on comedy and didn't really have anything else I wanted to do.
Yeah, well, good. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
All right, so I have first questions. We've talked no first.
Okay, first.
What's the first most embarrassing thing you've done and blamed it on someone else?
Ooh.
Is that too hot out the gate?
Most embarrassing thing I've had some embarrassing things happen. But I'm not the kind of person. I own everything. Like
sure.
I don't like to.
Like I farted and I blamed it on other people.
Oh yeah, no. See.
See, I've done that.
Yeah.
See, I'm shallow. You seem too nice of a guy. Like I'm dead inside. So.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like.
So you own it basically if something embarrassing happens to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
What's your most embarrassing moment? What did you say? It's the Miss America thing.
That would be as far as professional, like. Yes, that was pretty damn embarrassing. But one time when we were on stage, we got to go to the NBA store.
Yeah.
We went to the NBA store and
they're like, what year is this?
This is 2001.
Right.
Or 2002.
Right.
And so Lakers are in the middle of their three-peat.
Right.
Huge Laker fan. And they're just like, take whatever you want.
No shit.
Swear to God.
I take everything.
I took every Laker memorabilia that they had in that store. I swear to you. I have warm-ups and shit still from their
really?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you still wear them?
I wear some of them.
Yeah, why not?
So I got a pair of the button ups, you know, zip.
I love
offs,
those. Yeah,
zip, or the
those are great.
Snap offs.
Yeah,
and the top. And this is back in the 2000 when you're 20, and so I was like free balling at the time.
Oh no!
And we did a show, in the middle of the NBA store, like on the key. You know, how they have the key right there, the basket.
Yeah.
And we used to do this move where we went on the ground and then like popped up.
Oh no, dude!
Popped up.
No.
And so I'm like coming to pop up. And my thumb catches one of the buttons and goes, brrr, and just rips off the entire leg. And I'm just like, oh my. And I like grab both legs and I run over to the side of the stage. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh. So
everyone
bad.
Saw
everyone
your
was like, oh, thank God it wasn't nowadays because that shit would have been on.
Everyone saw your nuts and bolts, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you have more fans that way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, which I probably got a couple of
them. Which is a positive. If that happened to me, dude, I wouldn't come back on stage. Who's the first celebrity you think you'd ever beat up? I got a couple. Sure.
Who's the first celebrity I think?
Or who's the celebrity back in the day? You're like, fuck this guy.
I beat up I wouldn't say that I beat him up, but I threw him down pretty good, and he never fucked with me again. Chris Kirkpatrick.
No way. Yeah. Why was he fucking with you?
He fucks with you.
That's just who he is?
He's just a guy.
I'm like, bro, you got the weird-ass braids and weird-ass fucking facial hair.
That's my guy.
How was he fucking with you? What happened?
He just always would just fuck with you. He'd just be like, come up and like push. He'd just get drunk and like, he's fun. He's the fun guy at the party. Yeah, like,
but sometimes I don't want to be pushed.
So he like pushed me in, like try to like wrestle with me, and we're on his front yard, and I was just like, yo.
And back
then
up.
I just like grabbed him and I like threw him down on the ground. And he was like, what the fuck?
He's like, do you know who I am?
He tells that story like every time I see him. He's like, do you guys know Trevor kicked my ass one time?
Dude, I get it, dude. I've had a comedian and we were like fake shadow box. Yeah. Then he put me in a headlock and stretched my body back. Do you know Rick Glassman? It's a lad. You know Rick Glassman, don't you? Yeah, he fucking taught me that day. Because I thought, you know, I was an older comic and I was fucking around with him. I was slap boxing. And then he took me and put me in a UFC like chokehold and choked me out in front of my girlfriend. You want to feel like a bitch.
Yeah.
I felt like a bitch. The next day, I couldn't even look at him. I was so embarrassed. From then on, I was like, good to see you, man.
Every time after that.
That's it. Was there ever any celebrities that you met? You're like, why are these guys being such dicks to us? Like, did anyone not like give you guys the respect that you felt that you deserved?
I mean, what respect did we deserve?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Listen, any way you make it, you made it.
Yeah, back then though, you know, we came show. So here's the other thing. Yeah. When we were shooting like our TV show back then, this is 2000, 2001.
Yep.
We were the plague. Okay. Right. Whenever we showed up anywhere where there were celebrities. Celebrities are like, get them the fuck away from me. I don't want to be on their stupid television show.
Right. Nowadays,
they're like, yo, where's our camera at? Yeah. What show are you guys shooting?
Don't you feel different. Like nowadays you wish you would have come up now?
Oh,
instead
for
back
sure.
then?
Of course. I always say, like, if I would have been able to have it, if I would have been in high school with Instagram, I'd have been videos all day. Me and my boys would have been doing that. It's like, we'd have been those people.
Right.
You would have been that guy.
What do you think about the social media now? Do you think it's bullshit or do you think it's like, do you like, because honestly, for me, you had to put basically everything on Instagram to even be relevant in anything.
Yes.
And I don't even really have that big of a following, if anything. But you have to fucking put everything out there, which is crazy.
Yeah, you do. You have to put everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like you said. But I think it's good. You know, I think it serves a really good purpose. Whereas, like, you know, last night I was talking to that Max guy, Max and Mac.
Yep.
And, you know, he's like, they were just sitting at home writing. And then he looked on his page and saw that his boy was performing. He's like, oh, shit, let's go watch such and such perform.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you can.
Who do you go to see?
Find. I don't remember.
Oh.
But you can, like, you know, it serves a good purpose as far as like being connected and knowing what's going on and being able to see the things that you like. Now, there's obviously negative things because it takes up all of our time and people aren't present.
Yeah.
You know, people get so mad at me all the time. Like, oh, they'll send you a message and, oh my God, I hate the fact that
people can just like
seen.
Yeah,
they know when it's seen. They know when you see it.
Oh yeah. Well, what?
I hate that.
You can take that off. You know,
not on Instagram, can you?
I'm pretty sure. Ladin, can you do that? What's that? Can you take off being seen on Instagram?
Like when I see the message. Oh, you can't. You got to show me how to do that.
There's definitely a way you can do that
because I don't.
He's dude. This guy is fucking Doogie Howser over here.
My thing is like when I'm in a room and I'm in a conversation with somebody or we're talking or we're chatting table, I hate to be the one that's like texting or on my phone. So like I'll look at the message and if it's something I know that I can respond to later, I put my phone down.
Sure.
And then they'll write back and be like, oh, you're just not. Oh, so I'll take that as a no. Or
I'm because everything's right. Yeah, because everything is so instant gratification.
Yeah, it's so and
nothing.
It's crazy.
There's nothing that that leaves people just for like, well, maybe you'll hit me up tomorrow. Maybe you'll hit me up the next day, right? And everything is like right now, right away. And if I don't hear from you, then I guess we're not boys anymore or some shit.
Remember when we were in junior high and high school?
Yeah, it was the best.
Do you remember? I could call a girl's house,
mm-hmm.
leave her a message, be like. Hey, you know, oh, hi, Mrs. Da, da, da. Could you just tell her Trevor called? You know, and like I had to sit and wait without knowing anything. She might not call me back. Right. I had to wait till the next day at school and she could see me and go, sorry, I couldn't call you back. And everything was fine.
Right. Everything was fine. Yeah, totally. Totally. Know? Or you're out with your boys and then you make a phone call at his place. You're like, mom, did so-and-so call? She's like, no, I haven't heard anything.
Right.
Can you check the messages real quick?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, no, I haven't heard anything. All right.
But right? You just like, lived in that uncertainty where you didn't know.
But also it felt like when she finally does, you're like, dude, let's fucking go.
You're like, woo, she called me back or she didn't. Or
yep.
And it's like, that just is gone, man. It's like, man, if they don't text you back in like 30 minutes, you're like, man, fuck that bitch. She don't like me.
Totally. Totally. Also, anyone can hit you up in your DMs. Everyone can hit you up on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying.
I know.
You fuck around on Facebook at all?
I'm not really a Facebook.
I'm not either. Yeah, it's kind of like, and Twitter like just depresses me because it's just a bunch of fucking negative shit.
Yes,
it's all negative.
I only really do Instagram. To be honest with you. And I just started a TikTok.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Just because I love dancing.
I can't figure it out.
And that's the TikTok for me is like if like I was
Vine,
in high
isn't
school,
it like Vine kind of.
Yeah, they do like little 15-second videos, or you could do long ones like.
And what I just kind of find the video that I'm looking for, and it's there. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So like you can find, you can like look on, you can like find the dance and then you like, you try to learn it and then you like just use the, you just push the button, says use this song.
Yeah.
And then it records you doing it. It's like.
No shit.
It's fun. I mean, it's young. It's young.
Follow Trevor on TikTok.
Yes. Trevor Pennick 24.
Yep. All right. Yeah. What was your first shitty job?
You know, I never really had a shitty job.
Really?
Yeah. I did have to pick up trash at a baseball stadium in Ranch Cucamonga, the Ranch Cucamonga Quakes.
Yeah.
I used to wear a tuxedo.
Oof.
And walk up and down the aisles with a trash bag.
Was it like 109 degrees out there?
Sometimes.
Bro, Jesus Christ.
But we got to like dance on the dugouts in between innings and shit. And like I got to do stuff on the field.
Love
so
that.
It was like, yeah, I was picking up trash, but it was more like collecting trash.
Do that dance
and
trash.
And getting able to like. Yeah. Talk to people in this crowd.
Trash
like, it was
dance.
Fun. Mr. Like, Trash. I was Mr. Trash.
He's cute.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, can we go see Mr. Trash?
She's like, oh my God, he's so cute. Yeah, excuse me. Can you throw this away? So, I love that.
Yeah, I worked there for a couple seasons. And then actually we got to perform at that stadium with Boys to Men, my like childhood idols.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was crazy. Pretty cool.
How are those guys?
Amazing.
Are they?
They're amazing.
Who's you've met Britney Spears in person, right?
Oh yeah, we toured with her.
How is she? Is she great?
She is.
Is she hot
She's
in person?
She's so nice.
She's hot in person.
She's so nice. Yeah, she was amazing.
Really?
Oh
do you ever,
God,
when you go to Vegas, do you ever see her in Vegas?
Yeah, I saw her.
You did?
Yeah, I saw her 2 years ago when she was there. Yeah.
And she still got it going?
Yeah, she still killed it.
I wonder what she's like, I wonder what she does for fun these days. Isn't she painting?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Look at her Instagram.
Yeah, I have actually. Looks like she's been busy doing other things too. Yeah. Some extracurricular, if you will.
I don't know.
If you have. What about like who was a crush that you had coming up in the game that you were like trying to get on that who was it?
Brittany.
It was Brittany.
Oh yeah.
But I feel like
the thing that sucks for me.
I feel like all you guys were trying to get after Brittany.
No, nobody was. None of the other guys really were
you had your
I was
you
the one
your,
that was like, yo.
Not a Christina Aguilera or
no, I was like Britt. And then we got to go on tour with her.
Yeah.
Like, got to spend time with her.
Really?
But she was with Justin at the time, so I was like,
so
I was.
So what? It's all right.
Dog, her birthday party.
Yeah.
Okay. She had, while we were on tour, it was her birthday. And so our manager's like, yo, she's going to have a thing. We're in New York. And like, you guys should go. And I'm like, are you telling me? Like, I'm going.
I'm going. He's talking about. I'm already
so
already
we all
got my
go
ticket.
And like, you know, we're like in the club and we're like dancing with her. I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And every hour on the hour,
yeah.
She went into like a special VIP room and opened up a gift from Justin.
Every
who
hour?
Wasn't there. Every hour.
On the hour.
Yeah. She kept leaving and going to open up a present. I was like, Justin's a motherfucking pimp.
Right. Wait, are you sure she wasn't opening up presents? Sure she wasn't doing something else?
I said every hour, not every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
God,
and
damn.
I was so oblivious if that's what was happening back then. So,
what's your first embarrassing hookup story? Like, did you ever, like, hook up and then, like, you know, I don't know. Did you spill some food on it or something? Or did you come too fast? What happened?
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Damn, that actually it's a good one. Yeah,
thank you.
Hot chick too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, who? What?
In Rancho Cucamonga.
Just some random chick. Just,
yeah, yeah. And it was like, oh no, I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
I've had that, dude. It happens.
Man,
when you get really, really excited and you got to think about something else, you're like, okay,
I
okay.
There was no thinking about anything else.
Well, I mean, that happens, dude. What, you were just a young man?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you're
23.
Like, no, this is like five, this is fucking 4 weeks ago. Do you remember the first porn you saw?
No.
No?
No.
You don't remember the first porn you saw?
No, I was never a big porn guy.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I always just was like,
try going on the road being a comedian, buddy. Yeah. You know? All of us can sing and dance, all right? Sometimes all you got is you porn.
I have it now.
Yeah, yeah, now you do. Remember your first good cry?
Yeah, my first.
Was it when you got the call to go do your thing?
Yeah, first happy, like, good cry like that. Yeah,
happy,
yeah,
or sad?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be it. Other, I mean, unless you count like getting hurt and like,
yeah,
oh, crying as like a little kid, like,
sure,
not like when that, you, but like emotional.
But
like,
when you got that call, where were you when you got that call?
I was there. It was in the thing.
Oh, in the thing.
Yeah.
And
so
then
when I made the five,
yeah,
that was like probably my, and it was on TV.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was like, you know what's funny is like, not funny, but, I was looking up something, trying to find something on Making the Band.
Yeah.
And I came across that episode and I watched it and I was like, it was the first time I looked at it and I was like, that guy went through some shit. That guy like just accomplished something.
He, yeah,
should try it. You know, like I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt those tears. I was like, damn. I was like.
But I mean, you look back and you're like, fuck, dude, that was a wild fucking ride.
It's fucking huge. I can't. I it doesn't even seem real, man. It's,
yeah,
like. Does
it seems like a lifetime ago?
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy.
For sure.
Do you remember the first movie you saw?
The first movie I saw. The first recollection
Rocky.
I have of a movie was seeing Top Gun.
Yeah.
At a slumber party, a birthday party for a buddy of mine when,
right,
I was 6 years old.
They're playing volleyball with their fucking their jeans on. You know how hot that's got to be? Playing volleyball with
their
fucking
jeans
on.
I know, that's so dumb.
No thanks, player. Okay. Do you remember the first movie you wanted to be in that you saw?
Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
What about the first sitcom that you loved that you wanted to be in?
Cosby Show.
Really?
Yeah.
What about like any other sitcom that you saw? Because I remember I saw like A-Team. I saw like fucking
A-Team, fucking Knight Rider.
Yeah, Knight Rider was like
Knight Rider and A-Team, because those came on after the Laker games, Channel 9.
Yeah.
And I watched every Laker game with my dad. Yeah, Cosby Show, and then, I mean, dude, what's funny is, like, TGIF, I used to watch it every,
yep,
week, and then I was on it. It's crazy.
That,
like,
is
Family funny. Matters, Full House, you know, Growing Pains.
Yep.
Family Ties. Man, all those.
Yeah.
Where are all the good sitcoms?
God, where, like, are they? There
they
are.
Had,
the
and they had all the good songs.
Yep. It's called The Kardashians now.
Yeah, I know.
Those are, so the, those are the best sitcoms. No one watches daytime or night TV.
Yeah,
night TV.
Yeah.
TGIF. There is no
those good, wholesome.
No.
Yeah. What, I even watched Golden Girls, man.
Yeah, Golden Girls was
Golden
great.
Girls
it was funny.
Was awesome.
It was funny.
Golden Girls, Silver Spoons.
Sure. You ever watch
Charles in Charge?
Sure.
Saved by the Bell.
What's some funny comedy movies that people probably don't know that you like that you used to watch?
Oh, I mean,
you watched
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Oh yeah. Three Amigos.
Three Amigos.
It's so good.
Yeah. Three Amigos. Let's see. Coming to America was,
oh,
my
God,
all-time,
yeah,
favorite movie growing up.
I never knew that Eddie Murphy,
God,
played the guy where he's like, he was like, sexual chocolate.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that was Eddie.
Wow.
Had no clue.
That's crazy.
And I was like, that's the best guy.
That is the best guy.
And then the guy putting the chicken in the basket, and he goes,
Jackson
donations.
Heights own Mr. Randy Watson. Randy Watson. Yes, Mr. Randy
that's
Watson.
The best. All right.
Hey, give it up for Reverend Brown.
Yeah.
This man has been my reverend since a little boy.
It's so good. What was your, let's see, the first movie you want to be in, I got you. Okay. Do you remember the first time you saw your dad get mad?
Oh, no. No, my dad got mad all the time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did he ever get mad?
Shut up, Travis. Shut up. I don't care. Just quit crying. Shut up.
I can picture your dad, dude. I can picture him.
Oh, man. He used to, yeah. So, and my dad worked his ass off. Okay. That's like, it's what he instilled in me. It's like, you work. You got to work.
Yep.
And he used to get up every day, 3:30. He delivered bread. He had a bread delivery.
God damn.
And like in the summertime.
In the Munga.
Yeah. In Cucamonga. All through the Inland Empire.
In the Munga.
And in the summertime, we had a pool.
Yep.
So, I mean, and every day, the second in the summertime, the second he would get home.
Pool time.
3:15. I'm like, can we go in the pool? Because somebody had to watch us.
Yeah.
And he would just be like, Trevor, let me sit down. Like,
yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Gotta wait.
My feet hurt.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, man, every day.
All right. So we're almost done here. So let's do.
Oh, but the first time he ever got really mad at me.
Yep.
Was when I got caught stealing.
What would you steal?
I stole a wallet.
What? Someone's actual wallet?
No, no. I stole a wallet from Sears.
Right.
When I was 13.
But you got to put money in
That's
something.
That's my next bit, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So do you?
Yeah, no. I didn't have a job.
I was going to say, what are you going to put in the wallet?
I didn't have a job.
Why don't you steal money first?
I had nice slots for credit cards. I'm 13. I got no credit. I had a nice condom slot.
Right. Bang.
Not having sex.
Sure.
So, you know, yeah. It was pretty dumb.
That's funny how you set it up. You stole stuff backwards. Yeah. Basically,
right.
Yeah.
I was stealing a bunch of candy before that.
Right.
So like my basketball team, we didn't have practice till 6 o'clock.
Right.
So we had 4 hours to kill every day.
Right.
No phone, no car.
What about homework? Don't you do your homework? Do your homework.
Oh yeah, that would have probably been smart, but I got I got A's and B's without doing homework.
Sure. Oh, you're smart like that.
Teachers love me.
Sure.
And so
yeah, I could see
we
that.
All, you know, it's the 90s.
Yeah.
So we used to wear those big starter jackets and sure. baggy pants.
JNCOs.
So, yeah, we used to just steal tons of crap.
Right.
And so then I got like confident and cocky at it.
Sure.
Like, oh, I could steal money.
Where'd you steal from? JCPenney's or something?
Albertsons.
Oh,
that was
the
candy. And then I stole the wallet from Sears.
Damn.
And that was the last time I stole anything. Because
so how'd you
the
get
only
caught?
Time
what
my
happened?
Dad hit me.
He hit you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Like punched you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Open hand like that.
Oh, wow. Just like that?
He just said, boy, I ought to kick your ass.
Wow.
In the back of the manager's office in Sears jail.
And you were like, hey, wait, were you crying your eyes out?
Oh, yeah.
And you never ever again did it ever
never
again.
Stole anything ever
See,
ever
sometimes
since.
You got to hit your damn kid.
That's right.
Nowadays, dude, you hit your kid like you like go to fucking jail.
Oh, no. No way. I would have never. No way. I
what about
so
you? You
want
to have kids someday?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I'm
You'd be
so
good dad.
Behind the eight ball. It's
I know.
Crazy.
Same here. You and me both, man. What about marriage? Get married, yeah?
I want to.
Yeah. Well, call it Brittany, dude. I think she's available right now. All right, let's do these rapid questions. Ready?
Okay.
Rapid questions. A celebrity besides yourself that you wish you were?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Celebrities you look up to?
Will Smith.
Yep. Will Smith.
Will Smith. Depends on, so Will Smith would be like just as an overall everything.
Yeah.
As a man, as a husband, as a worker.
Yep.
You know, just everything that dude does is like, you can look up to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's just all around seems like top notch guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got some flaws somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I grew up, you know, light skinned like him. I loved Fresh Prince. Like I loved DJ Zazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
I had all of his tapes. You know, and then Denzel, as far as like,
of course,
because I grew up wanting to be an actor.
Yep. I just watched his movie with that Spike Lee did with him, the Hoop movie.
He got game.
Yeah, that shit's so good, dude.
With Ray Allen,
isn't it crazy how good of an actor Ray Allen is?
Yeah, he was good.
I was like, dude, you're really good at basketball. Yeah. He was legit good.
No, he was good. That's a great movie.
Who knew? Okay. An old celebrity you'd have sex with that no one you would think would have sex with. Golden Girl?
Yes. Rose. Rose. Or
I called
Rose,
it. I fucking knew it. You was had it, that Golden Girl look on Rose. Your face.
Yes, it was her.
Yeah, Blanche was the hot one. The other two are way too old.
Yeah, Betty White and then the lesbian one.
Blanche was like maybe just 60.
Yeah.
I like that. Just that 60 puss. I like that. Would you rob a bank with tape on your nose or with no clothes on? I don't know where I
tape on my nose like a Biore strip?
Like this. Like you remember you put tape on your nose like so they didn't see your face?
Oh.
I don't know, bro. I was high.
Or what else? Or just tape on my nose or what?
Or with no clothes on.
Probably with no clothes on.
Okay.
Just because there would be a lot of distraction. They wouldn't look at me.
Right. They would be
They'd
looking.
Be like, look at those balls hanging all the way to his knees.
Sure. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I walked into that. tried to impress a chick and it went bad, like Britney. Did you ever give her anything and she was like, oh, thanks, and like set it to the side?
No.
I have this. Justin gave it to me.
Chick. And it went bad. Yeah. I mean, that happens all the time when you're out and you try to like, you know.
Holler.
Yeah, you know, like, get this little dance groove
don't
on.
Don't you find, like, do you still go to the club? Like, do you still like to go to the club?
I don't. I do if it's, like, if I have a bunch of people and we're going to, like, have, like, a table in our own space and, like, have our own people there.
Yeah.
I can't just, like, It's tough. It's tough. It's different,
dude. I we went to like Warwick one of the nights.
Yeah, see, I can go to I go to Warwick occasionally. Sure. I know the owner. Yeah,
I walked in for about maybe 20 minutes. I go to my girlfriend. I go, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah, yeah. It's
too much.
It's different.
I'm old now. I go, this is too much. Like I told the other day, I said I get mad at the weather now. I walk out and I go, of course it's sunny out. You know what I mean? I say shit like that.
Last night after the Comedy Store,
yeah,
we walked down to Saddle Ranch.
Yep.
And it's Tuesday night.
Can't.
It's karaoke, right?
Nope.
And so I used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
When I was like, when I first turned 30, 31, 32, I used to go to Saddle and do karaoke all the time because it's super fun. We always had a big group of people that would always show up and like we had like a little crew. I mean, I was like,
yeah,
it's the last two times I went there.
Babies in there.
I was like, are they even carding?
No.
And there was packed.
Dude, yeah.
But everyone was like 21, 20. And I was like, man, this is that moment.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay.
I shouldn't be here anymore.
I can't like be in these places with the young.
No, you should be smoking a cigar, drinking cognac right now somewhere. okay. What is the weirdest smell you ever smelled?
Man, it's weird. You know what? The weirdest smell is in Manila.
Ooh.
In Manila, Philippines. Just the overall smell.
Yeah.
In the traffic. And like,
what is it like?
Car? Is it just like
dead dog?
It's like L.A. meets like sulfur water meets like it just
it's all
good.
Bad.
Yeah,
it's like some 7-Elevens. You walk in, you're like, oof.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? It smells like dead mothballs. Yes. Like it just
7-Eleven. Some do smell really bad.
Bad.
Yeah,
and you're like, you motherfuckers working
especially
here?
Out here.
Totally. Like I walked in one the other day. I forget what it was. It was like in Koreatown. I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah.
You guys fucking killing something besides mothballs in here, dude. It smells like fucking Fundy Fatch. Don't even ask. What's a funny Wi-Fi name? Fundy Fatch? Thanks.
Wi-Fi name? I don't know. Fluffy Bunny? I don't know.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's the name of Trevor's new comedy album, Fluffy Bunny. What is something everyone looks stupid doing? Beating off?
The floss.
Oh, that floss dance.
The floss.
Why is that popular?
I don't know, because the backpack kid.
Where is he now? He's
doing a new dance.
He's probably in college.
Making a new dance. Yeah, he is in college.
Fuck, I feel old. All right, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn? Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Yep, here we go. I knew it. That was one. I wrote that specifically for you.
We'll bring it up. From the 2000s. We all wore on our album cover Sean John.
I remember that, dude.
Like,
I remember
jackets
that.
And pants, huge baggy, all matching. Like, what the fuck?
Did you? But at the moment, though, you were like, this
we're like,
is
oh,
fucking,
we got P. Diddy shit? Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, this shit is legit.
Yo, we got Puffy's line.
That's great. Okay, what's the worst baby name? I don't even know why I wrote that.
Blanket.
That is pretty bad. You ever met her?
No.
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 You ever met Michael Jackson? Who's the biggest celebrity you ever met besides Justin Timberlake?
Oprah.
Really?
I met Oprah and Magic Johnson in an elevator at Good Morning America.
What do you even say?
Hi.
Yeah. I mean,
Magic is like, you know, hey. I was just like with Oprah. I was just like.
Were you like? Hi. But were you like Magic? I'm a huge Laker fan. I would have had him sign something immediately.
No, I just.
No shit.
Praise. I mean, I met Kobe too.
Yeah. How was that? Rest
amazing,
in peace.
Amazing. It was.
How was that for you when Kobe?
It was bad.
It was bad.
That was my.
You throw some tears out.
Oh yeah.
So there's that cry.
That was the. That's you didn't ask my most recent cry.
Oh, I mean, come on.
That's my, that one was really bad.
Gotcha.
And I held it for a couple days. And then I went over to my buddies and me and him were like huge Kobe fans. And his girl was there. We were watching the game and like we started talking and like I just fucking lost it.
I lost it in
front of her. And I was like, yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I was like, I haven't had my cry yet. And I'm like grabbing him. I'm like really crying. Like it was bad.
Yeah.
That's my guy. Man.
I mean, yeah, dude. MJ's
that was my guy.
MJ's my guy. You know, MJ's my guy. But I get it. All right, we'll move on from that because I know it's a sensitive subject. if you had to kill one comedian, who would it be? I don't know why. Because I only brought that up because you're in the comedy game now. I always say Carrot Top. Comedian back in the day.
I don't know if I have one. Kevin Richards. Michael Richards.
Michael Richards. Oh, yeah, because he said the N-word.
There you go.
Not cool. What about a celebrity R&B artist? Bobby Brown.
R. Kelly?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking guy's sick. He's like, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
What am I gonna do now? What, you motherfucker?
What do you mean?
You're the one.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah, dude. Literally, you shit in the bed. You gotta lay in it. All right, last one. Something embarrassing you'd say on the loudspeaker at Walmart.
Damn. Something embarrassing I would say.
Someone get your wallet.
What? Where? Somebody tell me where the VD medicine is.
Perfect. There you go, Trevor. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, I had a blast, man.
Dude,
thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Where can people find you on Twitter, Instagram, and touring? Yeah. Give me the whole
Trevor Pinnick 24.
Right. That's Instagram.
Trevor Pinnick 24.
Right.
That's Instagram and Twitter, and then otownofficial.com, and you can find out all of our tour dates. Coming to a city near you this summer.
Dude, I appreciate you doing this. I've always wanted you having the podcast, and now I can say I finally did it. People, please subscribe. Check us out, Not Boring Studios, on Instagram, and also check me out, My First, Brady Matthews. And you can see me in San Diego tonight, even though this comes out in 2 weeks. You can find me in Chicago end of March, and I'll be in Iowa and Dubuque, and then I'll be in New York and Arizona, but you can go to BradyMatthewsComedy.com. Drink and drive safe, y'all. And I'm out. And that's been Trevor from O-Town. And blessings. Bye.
Peace.